I do have a few words for us, and I pray that God's presence especially be with us, the family members, today, but also each day moving forward, that you're comforted with God's presence, the promise there in the, with the Good Shepherd. It was a Mother's Day a few years ago, and the pastor of this church, Pastor Floxbart, asked all the mothers to stand up in the church, and I can imagine that there were some applause. Being a mother is a big challenge and a wonderful thing and worthy of great respect. And then the pastor asked that anyone who's a grandmother please remain standing, and quite a few of the ladies then sat down, and I imagine the applause continued for those of the grandmothers. Then the pastor said, any great-grandmothers at that point, remain standing. Now, being a pastor now here at Peace for some time, I can imagine a few wiseacres in our church, men standing up and trying to get the attention and the applause. But I'm thinking very few people stood up at that point. Then the pastor asked if anyone was a great-great-grandmother, that they would remain standing, and there were a few, and Joyce was one of those. What a special person Joyce was to our congregation and also to her family. There's another example of just how seasoned and experienced Joyce was. You heard it in the obituary that she had walked in all 50 states and all throughout Europe. Besides, of course, her love for her family, I think it was very clear that she loved to walk. It's what kept her going, to go out, and nothing slowed her down. There was no barrier at all that could keep her where she was. That was true except one time in my experience with Joyce, and I know it may have happened before, where she didn't reach the destination that she wanted to go. It was when she was living at Prestige on 53rd Street in Corvallis. She was dedicated to go out and walk quite a ways to Safeway to pick up some groceries. And she plotted her course. She figured out how she was going to do it. She got her shoes on. It didn't matter that it was 95 degrees out. It didn't matter that it was 2 in the afternoon. And it didn't matter that the staff there said, slow down, slow down. Not a good idea. Joyce went out, and as she went out, she did reach a point that she got very tired on 53rd Street, and she sat down in the shade of a tree. And it was at that point that I was driving in the other direction, north on 53rd Street. I stopped my car, got out, and I just said very gently to Joyce, I said, Joyce, it's time to come home. Let's go. That's all I said. And Joyce very easily and very kindly just got into my car. And although she didn't reach her destination, I'm sure that was a very rare experience in her life, she did get the rest and the comfort of going back to her apartment where she was living. You know, I'd like for you to think about that story today, because that is the way our God deals with us in death. We chart our course. We all make plans on how to get and how to achieve our plans, and we go to work with great determination to get there. Nothing's going to stop us. But death cuts us off. We don't always get to where we want to go. But what we hear in the Scriptures with the Good Shepherd is that God, at just the right moment, sends His Son Jesus. And He says those words to His sheep. You know what? It's time to come home. I'll give you rest. In our passage from John 10, it says that the Father has given all His sheep to Jesus, and Jesus twice says, no one can snatch them from my hand. They're mine. So today is a celebration for what Joyce has done in the past, how she's blessed the family. But I'd also like us to know, too, today's a celebration for the future, that Joyce has a secure place, a home of rest with her Good Shepherd, Jesus. And I think that played a part in the way that she lived her life. She was just at ease with everything, wasn't she? You could dish out something to her. She could take it, and she dished it right back. No problem. And she had wit. She just jumped in there at just the right time with a joke or with a statement to kind of throw you off. You'd never be expecting it. But you know what? Joyce also didn't mind when people had thoughts or opinions that were different than her own. See, she was very secure in who she was and what she believed. And I realized that when I traveled out to see her home out in Tangent. And I asked Donna about this just yesterday. As you walk into the home, there was a sign down below her house. And I don't remember the color of the sign or what it looked like, but I will never forget what it said in the front. It always gave me a chuckle and a laugh. It said this: Martha Stewart doesn't live here. That was Joyce. And as a pastor, that's refreshing. Because so often when I come across people, they try to look their best and hide everything. That was not Joyce. She didn't mind at all. She was completely at ease with who she was and what she believed. So today is, I truly believe Joyce would love the gathering that we have today and love our scripture passages about the Good Shepherd. Sheep wander and they go off and they go to distant places. They go to rocky ledges. But it's good to know that sheep also have a shepherd, that when they stop, that shepherd picks them up and takes them to safe pasture and a safe home. Jesus desires to do that for every single one of us. And it will happen, and we will get that reunion with our loved one, Joyce. May God grant us his peace until that day comes. Amen.